First up, is our country one step closer to an independent Centre for Disease Control? After many questions and decades of discussion, legislation to establish the country's first permanent Australian Centre of Disease Control is now before the federal parliament. If passed, the agency aims to be opening its doors at the start of 2026. The Wire's Zachary Probert spoke with Manager of Policy and Advocacy at the Public Health Association of Australia, Malcolm Bauman, to discuss this further.
Almost all major developed nations have a Centre for Disease Control. It's a concentration of the expertise in research and in detection of disease movements and in response and in policy advice to governments. And in reaction to epidemics, of course, we just went through the biggest one in world history 5 years ago. And the curious thing is that Australia has never had one. Every other country in the world in some clusters have got, every other developed country have got a CDC. My organisation and others have been seeking one since the 1980s, and we're delighted that Australia will finally have one established on 1st of January.
You just mentioned the timeline of establishing the CDC. What exactly did that look like, and why did it kind of take a while for it to get established?
So the Albanese government made this an election commitment before their election in 2022. Back in 2021, they made this promise to create a CDC. It's taken a little time. We've been patient or impatient, perhaps. But the government made an announcement last year that it was finally ready to go with a permanent legislative body. And they set the final timeline of starting the agency on the 1st of January 2026 next year. What's happened this week is that the Minister for Health, Mark Butler, has introduced into Parliament the legislation to formally create it. And we very much hope and believe they can meet that timeline. They have had an interim body running for about 18 months as a division of the Health Department. That's good. So they should be ready to go on 1st January next year.
You also mentioned how a CDC can help with endemics, pandemics, and things like that. Obviously, we just saw that with COVID. Can this help with any future pandemics that may occur?
Absolutely. It can help with future pandemics. Nobody doubts there'll be more national-based epidemics or international pandemics occurring. No one imagines that won't happen. This will put us in a better state of readiness. I should say that the Commonwealth Government ran a major review in 2024 into how we went managing COVID, and that was released in October 2024. And in amongst a range of recommendations on what to do to prepare us for next time, was the creation of a CDC to be the coordinator of our response. So it's the fulfilment of that recommendation as well coming out of that inquiry. So we just need to be stronger than we perhaps were 5 years ago in preparedness for pandemics, in knowing how to react quickly, in knowing how to take the public with government decision-making, building up trust in the way we're doing responses. That's what a CDC is for. That's why we should be pleased to have one starting early next year.
What other aspects of our society can benefit from having an organisation like this?
Yeah, it's important to note that a CDC does not just deal with communicable diseases, infections, things like COVID. When we speak of diseases, there are two kinds, the communicable and the non-communicable. And among non-communicable are all the long-term chronic illnesses we suffer from, some of them driven by preventable factors like our diet or drugs or tobacco, etc. Others more or less endemic. We think that about a third of all preventable non-communicable disease in Australia is simply preventable by changes in practice and policy and what we eat and all those sorts of things. And around the world, CDCs always deal with both. One of the things we're going to have to face with the CDC being created in Australia is that it is not yet being given a mission to deal with that second half. We'll be discussing that with government as things unfold. The Public Health Association of Australia and many others are absolutely adamant we must deal with chronic diseases as well as epidemic communicable disease outbreaks.
Looking at how other CDCs in other countries, namely the US, have kind of had major funding cuts in recent history, has the government provided any protections or commitments to maintaining the CDC in the future?
So the government's legislating for a permanent body, and that's to be welcomed. All countries around the world have a CDC. You did mention in one case, the United States, things don't seem to be going well. The Trump administration is imposing, and for context, the American CDC is the biggest and best research factory of public health knowledge in the world. It's the biggest of the CDCs, and other countries, let's be frank, have relied on it over the decade. The Trump administration is cutting its funding, sacking its leadership, and generally making its staff feel very politically unloved by that administration. I don't think we have anything like the same culture in Australia. Our government and generally our public trust the public health expertise that we have in this country. But as for the independence of the CDC in Australia, I think what they're going to create is a leadership of this organisation which will be capable of speaking truth to government. We're confident that that is going to happen. And I think it's for the rest of us to make sure we never have an administration quite as untrusting of public health as the Trump administration is. you know, in a sense, it's our job as democratic citizens to protect our organisations from that kind of political attack. I don't think the government can legislate away the kind of things that is happening in the United States. So I think their arrangements will probably be quite adequate in the first instance on this.
Manager of Policy and Advocacy at the Public Health Association of Australia, Malcolm Bauman, speaking with Zachary Probert.